Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hey Jasmine, it's Samantha
What
again.
did they tell you?
Okay, sorry, it took me a little longer. My daughter's daycare called and said I had to pick her up. They were out of water, but she said I was covered under the po I, hold on, I took screenshots because I'm hearing impaired, so I'll tell you exactly what she said. She said,
Okay.
She said,
Samantha, what's your last name?
Stolica.
Stolica.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What did the
Yeah,
insurance
but she
tell you?
basically said I was covered.
Under what? Under the HMO?
She didn't know what that was. She kept saying I have a code 43 on my account, and she was saying that even though I am postpartum, I still have that on my plan for home care. Okay, can you hold on just a second? I'm so sorry. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. That was a spam call. It wasn't even the car I was waiting on. Okay, so yeah, she just said that just call health services, let them know you did speak to your insurance and that you are covered under the policy. Let them know you have documentation from the doctors. And then she said that you will put in an application and put my documentation with it and send it over to my insurance. And then once they get the letter of necessity, which is like the doctor's note, then they'll get it approved and all that.
Okay, give me one second, please hold. All right, sorry for the hold. I'm gonna add these notes, Samantha, that that's what they told you, and one of the coordinators will follow with you on Monday, okay?
Okay, and then you know what? I'm gonna just answer every call. I've been getting a lot of spam
You
calls, but
gotta,
I'm gonna just answer
answer
them
them
all.
all. Yeah, because you don't know where they're calling from. Also, sometimes my phone comes up as spam and I'm not spam at all. But just so you know, we do
Okay.
not take home health insurance. We only take Medicaid.
Oh, so I would have to switch from home state to Medicaid?
Straight Medicaid, right. Because Medicaid is the one that's paying for the friends and family. Give me one second, honey. Sorry for the hold, Samantha. So yeah, straight Medicaid. But the coordinators are going to assist you through that. If any changes need to be made, they'll assist you and guide you into what you need to do.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to add the notes in that you called. You are eligible, and you might have to switch around certain things, but we can do it because you're trying to assign a loved one, right, to get paid to take care of you. Right.
Yes,
And I don't know
ma'am.
if Homestay Health offers that program. So
Okay.
if
Okay, yeah, I'm willing to make the
okay.
change. So,
Yeah,
whatever I gotta
I'm
do.
gonna let them know that you called. I'm gonna make notes of this call so that when they follow up with you on Monday, then they know exactly where you and I left off, and then they can further you along in the process, okay?
Okay, and if I have any questions, I'm gonna just call you
Absolutely.
back.
That's what I'm here for. All right. All right, Miss
Thank you so
Samantha.
much for all
Thank
your
you.
help.
Thank you. Call me if you need me.
Okay, thank
You
you. Have a
too.
great
Thank you.
weekend.
Bye.